How long have you been away from home?
This is about the time for it, isn't it?
Time for what?
Story of my life. Where do you want me to begin?
Well, I got a pretty fair idea already.
Who told you?
You did. That slap in the face you took.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, you hardly blinked an eye. It takes a lot of practice to be able to do that. Yeah, I know a lot about you, Slim.
The next time I get slapped, I'd better do something about it.
Hey, you forgot your drink.
I don't want it.
Who's sore now?
I am.
Me.
The door's unlocked.
Hey, forgot your bottle.
I said I didn't want it. Look, I'm tired and I want to get some sleep.
That's not a bad idea. What made you so mad?
I've been mad ever since I met you.
Well, most people are.
One look and you made up your mind just what you wanted to think about me. You were... Oh, what's the use?
Well, go ahead. Keep on going.
You don't know me, Steve. It doesn't work. I brought that bottle up here to make you feel cheap. That didn't work either. Instead, I'm the one who feels cheap. I've never felt that way before. I wanted... I thought that maybe... Go on, get out of here, will you, before I make a complete fool of myself.
How long have you been away from home, Slim?
It's not a... About 6 months.
Going back?
How?
What are you going to do here?
I don't know. Get a job, maybe.
Jobs are hard to get. I don't think you'd like it here anyway.
Remind you of somebody, Steve?
Oh. That's brand new to me. I like it. Would you go back if you could?
I'd walk. If it wasn't for all that water.
Kid, you'll get back all right.
Good morning. How's your patient?
He'll be all right.
Oh, haven't you looked lately?
He'll be all right. I'll be back this evening. If you need me before then, be sure and call me.
I will.
Yes, and I hope you have everything you need here. The eggs may be a little hard boiled.
Oh, that's all right. I would like them that way.
You're lucky, isn't she?
I'm going to get some sleep. I'll see you later.
Thanks.
What do you want?
I could use a match. Thanks. Now I need a cigarette. Here, I can do that.
Look.
Oh, come on, let me help.
Look, when I get ready to take my shoes off, I'll take them off myself.
All right. Want something to eat?
No.
Just a little breakfast?
All I want to do is get some sleep.
It's a good idea. I can help you there.
Hey, now where are you going?
I'm going to fix you a nice hot bath. It'll make you sleep better.
Junior, I don't want you to take my shoes off. I don't want you to get me any breakfast. I don't want you to draw me a nice hot bath. I don't want you
to... Isn't there anything I can do, Steve?
Yes, get the...
You know, Mr. Morgan, you don't make me angry when you say that. I don't think I'll ever be angry again at anything you say. How am I doing, Steve? Does it work the second time?
You've been wanting to do something for me, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Walk around me. Now, go ahead, walk around me. Clear around. You find anything?
No. No, Steve. There are no strings tied to you. Not yet. Beard. Why don't you shave and we'll try it again. You gave me something to think about. You said you might be able to help me.
That's right.
But how can you do that if... Steve, you're going to take that job with those men that were up here with Frenchie?
Yeah, if I can find what's left of them.
I flew over Devil's Island. Doesn't look like such a high-class resort.
That's what I heard.
Well... I don't want to be the cause.
Look, don't you get the idea I'm doing this just to help you. I need money, too.
Won't Frenchie help you out without you having to do that?
I don't want his help.
Don't do it, will you, Steve?
Look, didn't you ask
don't
me
do
over
it.
The... Why don't you take this bottle and go to bed?
Here, can you use this?
I thought you said you were broke. You're good. You're awful good. I'd walk home if it wasn't for all that water.
Who was the girl, Steve?
Who was what girl?
The one who left you with such a high opinion of women. She must have been quite a gal. You think I lied to you about this, don't you? Well, it just happens there's $30-odd here. Not enough for boat fare or any other kind of fare. Just enough to be able to say no if I feel like it. And you can have it if you want it.
I'm sorry, Slim. But I still say you're awful good and I wouldn't
take... Oh, I forgot. You wouldn't take anything from anybody, would you?
That's right.
You know, Steve, you're not very hard to figure. Only at times. Sometimes I know exactly what you're going to say. Most of the time. The other times... The other times, you're just a stinker.
What'd you do that for?
Been wondering whether I'd like it.
What's the decision?
I don't know yet. It's even better when you help. Sure you won't change your mind about this?
Uh-huh.
This belongs to me and so do my lips. I don't see any difference.
Oh, I do.
Okay. You know you don't have to act with me, Steve. You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything. Not a thing. Oh, maybe just whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Rutledge.
Got a table for us?
Certainly, madam. This way, please.
scotch, miss.
Yes,
sir. A scotch and plain water.
Yes, sir.
Well, how'd you happen to pick out this place?
Maybe I wanted to hold your hand.
Oh, that can be arranged. What do you want to see me about?
Well, one thing, my father was very pleased when he saw the morning papers. So was I.
Yes, we were lucky. I managed to keep the Sternwoods out of it.
He hopes you didn't involve yourself too deeply.
You tell him it was no fault of yours?
No. He asked me to give you a check.
I don't need any money yet.
He considers the case closed.
Oh?
It is, isn't it?
Well, as far as Geiger's concerned, yes.
Then it's completely closed. I hope this is satisfactory.
500? Well, that's a lot more than I expected, but welcome just the same.
We're very grateful to you, Mr. Marlowe, and I'm very glad it's all over. Tell me, what do you usually do when you're not working?
Oh, play the horses, fool around.
No women?
Oh, I'm generally working on something most of the time.
Could that be stretched to include me?
Well, I like you. I told you that before.
I liked hearing you say it.
Hmm.
But you didn't do much about it.
Well, neither did you.
Well, speaking of horses, I like to play them myself. But I like to see them work out a little first. See if they're front runners or come from behind. Find out what their whole card is. What makes them run.
Find out mine?
I think so.
Go ahead.
I'd say you don't like to be rated. You like to get out in front. Open up a lead, take a little breather in the back stretch, and then come home free.
You don't like to be rated yourself.
I haven't met anyone yet that could do it. Any suggestions?
Well, I can't tell till I've seen you over a distance of ground. You've got a touch of class, but I don't know how far you can go.
A lot depends on who's in the saddle. Go ahead, Marlowe. I like the way you work. In case you don't know it, you're doing all right.
There's one thing I can't figure out.
What makes me run?
Uh-huh.
I'll give you a little hint. Sugar won't work. It's been tried.
What'd you try it on me for? Who told you to sugar me off this case? Was it Eddie Mars? All right. Don't answer me. But somebody put you up to it, and it wasn't your father. He didn't tell you to pay me off, did he?
No, he's not well. I used my own judgment.
Are you sure?
Of course I know it hasn't worked so well up till now.
What's Eddie Mars got to do with this case?
Nothing. He runs a gambling house. I play horses, I play the wheel.
Playing something else, too.
What makes you think...
Never mind talking. Let me do it. Did you know it was Eddie Mars' blonde wife, Sean Regan, was supposed to run off with?
Who doesn't?
Did you know he owned the house Geiger operated in, that he was mixed up in that racket, too?
No, I don't believe
it. Then why does it bother you so much? What's Eddie Mars got on you? Come now, Angel. Stop shaking. I don't want to hurt you. I'm trying to help you. Well, you better run along. But you made a deal, and you're going to stick to it, right or wrong. We'll take up the question of you and I when the race is over. The only trouble is we could have...
Pardon me.
Yes. The only trouble is we could have had a lot of fun if you weren't a detective.
We still can.
So long, Mark.